So there's a story about the Buddha. A story about the Buddha's death. And the Buddha had spent 40 years wandering India, teaching the things he discovered and the way to liberate one's mind from their various things that kept on dragging his back. And while the Buddha was wandering, he had an attendant called Ananta. Ananda? Ananta. Ananda. Thank you. Thank you. Ananda was the Buddha's cousin, and he'd looked after the Buddha for many years. And when the Buddha was on his deathbed, Ananda went and had a little. He was very upset. And when the Buddha died, he said the thing he said was, "Oh, he who was so kind, yeah, he who was so kind." So, of all the qualities of the Buddha, all his wisdom, his insights, clarity, energy, all of that, the thing that stood out for Ananda was his kindness, yeah, the Buddha's kindness. So in some ways it's impossible to have insight without having an awareness of others. So as you become, you know, as we learn about ourselves, we see how our behaviors and our thoughts have affected other people. Yeah, so you've probably had a bit of a taste of that already. So in some ways, this is the way to sort of judge our progress. You know, rather than like, have we read the book? Have we done our mindful walk? Have we meditated? You know, chances are we haven't done all of those. That's fine. The question to ask yourself is have you become a bit more aware of yourself and others, yeah, and have you become a little bit kinder, a little bit more considerate, maybe a little bit more patient, a little bit more less selfish, yeah? If you notice that in yourself, then you've made really good progress, yeah? That is a good marker of progress. And I can tell you all have, because I can see how you're all interacting with one another, yeah? So 7 weeks ago, you're all largely strangers, yeah? You didn't care for one another. And now, in the discussions, I can hear care. I can hear consideration of one another and wanting to support and help one another. Yeah, so that shows me you've all made really, really good progress. Yeah, so I think you can really rejoice in that in yourselves. So the reason we have mindfulness of others is because it's if we just practice self-absorption, just looking at ourselves all the time, this can lead to us feeling a bit alienated from the world around us. And the sense of and being alienated is like a key symptom of a lot of quite serious mental health issues, you know. So it's a key factor in depression and schizophrenia and so on. And it just feels really horrible as well. It just feels like you don't belong, you don't, nobody understands you, you know, what are you doing here, sort of thing. And so if we just practice quite a narrow form of mindfulness of ourselves only and our own emotions, we're at danger of becoming alienated. Yeah. So Buddhism has always balanced these introspective practices with these more outward going practices. Yeah. So it's important to have that sort of balance. So, you know, that can be bringing people to mind like we did earlier. It can be acts of generosity. It can be rejoicing in other people's merits. It can just be caring for friends and so on, you know. So all of these things are things that help us look out. But often we can just, I mean, particularly in our society, we can just relate to people quite superficially. You know, we can just relate to them as a label. So particularly notice this on the tube, don't you? So generally people are just things that take up space on the tube, that you don't relate to them as human beings, you know. Or there can be, you know, people at work, you just relate to them in a work context only, or, you know, postman, an administrator, whatever, yeah. Most of the time we relate automatically. We don't relate to the whole person. We just relate to the label, you know, teacher, traffic warden, order member, whatever, you know, just relate, it's so easy to just relate to a label. And partly that's because it's convenient, it takes less resources to do that, but it creates that barrier, it creates that separation from one another. So, when we don't really take them in or listen to them, then it means that we don't really connect with their humanity, their common humanity. So, you know, these people are all people just like us, with the same hopes and dreams and fears and ambitions and so on. Chances are they probably feel the same way as you do about most situations they encounter. Yeah, they also suffer dukkha, you know, they also have pleasure in their life and so on, and could all probably do with a bit more mindfulness and sitting on a park bench a bit more. Yeah, so we rarely do this with people unless they're important to us, unless they're, you know, a close family member or somebody that we're interested in getting something from, you know. So the practice is to try and be more aware of others more often. Yeah, try and relate to as many people as you can in a more human way. You can do this quite imaginatively. So, you know, that person that you buy your milk off of in the corner shop every week, you know, you can try to get a feel for what they're like outside of that context that you meet them in. You know, try to sort of imaginatively understand what is it like going on for them. Yeah, you can ask yourself that, you know. Or if you get into a disagreement with somebody, maybe try and take that other person's view. Try and imagine why that's unpleasant for them, why that's uncomfortable, and what might be going on for them. And try to relate to them rather than just your own perspective, for instance. And all we have to do is sort of just take them in. If we can just relate to them as a full person, then we can start to, with just a concern and an appreciation will just naturally arise. I don't know if you noticed within your, like perhaps in your meditation earlier, when you brought a good friend to mind, like did you notice a response there? Did a sort of a concern for them appear, you know? So you can just do that with everybody you meet, you know. It doesn't have to be a sort of big invested thing. You can just sort of notice something more of them, yeah. Just try and take them in. Right. So there's lots and lots in the book about this. So I'm not gonna go on about it. We've got an opportunity here because we're surrounded by people to actually try that out. Yeah. So we're gonna do an exercise where we try and take in another's unique reality.